AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Children between 5 and 11 have been lining up with their parents to get the first of the Pfizer coronavirus kids shots.
We go on trips a lot, and my parents said that when I get vaccinated, we can start going back to normal more.
Tens of millions of the doses are being shipped to thousands of locations across the country to get as many of the estimated 28 million elementary-age school children inoculated. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis calls on the GOP majority legislature in the state to begin work on setting up a special police unit. The AP's Mike Gracia has this report.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Wednesday he plans to create a law enforcement agency to investigate election crimes. Speaking at an event in West Palm Beach, the Republican governor announced a series of state election law proposals for state lawmakers to take up during the 2022 legislative session. Proposals include new restrictions on ballot drop boxes and strengthened penalties for ballot harvesting, which is the collection of completed ballots by a third party. DeSantis is up for re-election in 2022, and he could be a GOP presidential candidate in 2024. I'm Mike Gracia.
Police say Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III was driving his Corvette 156 miles per hour shortly before he slammed into the rear of Tina Otinter's Toyota RAV4 early Tuesday morning, causing her car to burst into flames and killing the 23-year-old woman. His blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. Ruggs faces felony driving under the influence of alcohol resulting in death and reckless driving charges. Ruggs, who played college football at Alabama, has been released on $150,000 bond to home confinement, electronic monitoring, no alcohol, no driving, and he surrendered his passport. He's also been released by the Raiders. This is AP News. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy narrowly wins re-election, eking out a victory that spared the Democrats the loss of a second gubernatorial seat in yesterday's off-year elections. The win offsets somewhat the sting of the GOP sweep in Virginia, the party winning races for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. There's also a good chance the Republicans can flip the state assembly. President Biden says voters have delivered a message to the Democrats.
Well, I think we should produce for the American people.
The president's massive $1.75 trillion Build Back Better plan for social services and climate change could come up for votes in the House tomorrow. Rules committee adding paid family and medical leave, immigration law changes, and a state and local tax break, all issues that could cause problems with reluctant Democrats in the 50-50 Senate. Biden says the package has to pass.
Produce results for them to change their standard of living and give them a little more breathing room.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.